Hare Krishna. Yesterday I was going to do a podcast where I was going to mention Shambhihari, but because of that unfortunate incident, therefore, well, listen to what happened with Priyatma Prabhu. But today I'd just like to return back to that theme, which is sort of somewhat obvious from the title of this podcast. We decided that Shambhihari was not going to come with me to India because the weather may be too warm for him. He doesn't do very well in hot weather. Then I asked him, all right, what are you going to do? And he said, well, I'm just going to send him. And so that was the plan. And then just recently I said, well, you don't take a break before you go out on the Sankirtan, rest up a little. And he said, well, I'm going to do that. And what I'm going to do is move into the Goshala for 10 days. And then I'll just take care of the cows and bulls and work with the devotees there. There's a good relationship with all the devotees in the Goshala. So I thought, wow, this is great. We're always glorifying Sankirtan devotees, and it's really nice that Sankirtan devotee, although Shambhihari doesn't do full-time Sankirtan, but he's sort of one of the best Sankirtan devotee in Hungary, come to the realization that actually an equally important service is taking care of Rajasthan's cows. Taking care of the cows. And so I thought, wow, that's great. And so that's where he is. And well, not just him, but also Donavir, who devotees who are familiar with SRS books and ordered books, and they know Bhakti Devi, who is the person who oversees sales and distribution. So her son is Donavir. And she also told me before I left that her plan, before they come to Mayapur sometime in mid-August, was that Donavir would spend a week or 10 days in the Goshala farm, and then go out half day on book distribution with the book distributors. And that was another brilliant idea. I wish that was what all parents planned for their children's summer holidays, book distribution and working in the Goshala. Anyway, so as it turns out, for the last, since I left Hungary, Shambhihari has been sending me pictures of him and Donavir milking cows, cleaning the Goshala, baling hay, all kinds of things to do in the Goshala. Even Shambhihari recently sent me a picture of him butting heads with a little calf. I hope he didn't damage the calf too much. And so it was a it was very, very encouraging to see that, and to see that he was inspired to do that. And it's something I thought to mention. What a great thing if all of our devotees would really take to heart what our dharma is, because, yeah, sure, we talk about cow protection, but how many of us know how to milk a cow, to direct a bull, how many of us have worked in a goshala, or to speak of live in one. And yet here's a wonderful opportunity to do just that. And I was thinking that there are a lot of these travel agencies nowadays that have these adventure tours or some kind of special tours. I bet you that they would really seize upon this as being something that they could market and sell to people, and charging the world for something that we as devotees can all just do free of charge, which is work in the goshala. Anyhow, something that devotees can think about. It's like chanting Hare Krishna or deity worship, unless you've done it, you don't know what it's like. We can talk about chanting Hare Krishna, and we talk about worshipping deities, but you won't know what it's about when you've actually done it yourself. That's why in New Brajadana I encourage devotees, although unfortunately they don't all do it, especially Brahmins, that they should spend a couple of weeks every year just worshipping Radhe Shyam, so that they get the feeling that these are their deities. They're not just the deities of devotees living in the farm. And similarly, for instance, our cows are not cows of the devotees living in the farm, but they're everybody's. It's the Yatra's herd. And because when devotees do that type of seva, then coming close to the deities, doing direct service, you get a different experience. It's not the same being on the other side of the deity room. And so, in the same way, with cow protection, well, we talk about it, we preach about it, we're very proud of it, and just as with consuming store-bought milk, in other words, milk which is a product of violence, some people have to use the phrase blood milk. We really are going in the direction of our sadhya or our destination when we learn how to take care of cows, because ultimately that's what we, where we're going. Well, we're going to the spiritual world in order to become coward boys or coward girls, but why not practice and develop an appetite for that same type of service that's meant to be our eternal engagement. So when it comes to dogs or cats, then people are very, very affectionate, immediately start cuddling them and so on. And yet, from cows, we stay the difference, at the distance, we're worried about are they going to butt us and so on. And that's what Shabby Harry also wrote me, how peaceful they are, peaceful than certainly non-devotees, and maybe more peaceful than any devotees. They just be. If you treat them with love and affection, then they reciprocate. They're also people. They're just four-legged people instead of two-legged people. So it's something to consider. Check out the Goshala nearest to you, and see if you can render some service. Certainly become very dear to Krishna, those who take care of cows and engage in service to cows. Krishna becomes very affectionate to those people, and Siddhasya Lakshanam Yatsat Sadhanam Sadhakasya Tat. Verse I've quoted recently, Sanatana Goswami says, for the specific perfection, one needs to practice the corresponding sadhaka, has to practice the corresponding sadhana. So if our sadhana is cow protection, then why not take advantage of that cow protection where it's available? And if it's not available in some yatra where the hearers are, well, you can approach your GBC and ask why not. This is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. I'm sure the GBC will be very happy to hear such a request, and if there's real serious commitment behind it, then it can be the Goshala can certainly be easily realized. Okay, check out the Goshala near you, and get into the nectar, get into the muck, and feel the bliss. Hare Krishna.